Today's Amma for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Chavzayinim Abayis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavzayinim and Aleph. So says the Mishnah, that Ein Ma'ilich Lebeis Eivel, we don't bring food to the Avo, Le B'Tavlov, Le B'Skutlov, Le B'Kanoin, not in any sort of fancy Kalim, Ela B'Salim, in basic baskets, Ve'in Oimer Berchas Avelim B'Maid, if it's Cholamai, when the person's in Avelis, so we don't give him a Berchas Avelim, Avel Oim De Meshuro Menachman, but we do stand in the Shura, and we do Nichem Avelim, U'Paitron Es Arabim, and then we tell everyone to go and to leave, there's no Espedim, and Imanichin Es Amita Barachoy, if we don't leave the body on the Mita in the street, Shalil Hargilas Aspet, that people shouldn't come to give a hesped. And even if it's not cholamayit, but when it comes to women, we never put them in the street because it could be very embarrassing if she's bleeding, and it could be very embarrassing. It says the Gemara and the Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, they would bring food to the wealthy people in baskets that were made out of silver or gold. Poor people in baskets that were made out of branches of peeled aravos. And they were embarrassed. So everybody used the branch baskets in order to protect the honor of the aniyim. They would give drinks to the wealthy people in white glass, poor people in colored glass, more cheap. So poor people were embarrassed. So they made a takana that they would give everybody in this colored glass in order to protect the honor of the aniyim. They would reveal the face of the ashirim, and they would cover the faces of the aniyim at the levaya. And the reason being is because the aniyim's their faces were blackened because they didn't have much food to eat during their lifetime. So aniyim were embarrassed. They made a takana that they stopped revealing anybody's face. Everybody's faces remained covered at the levaya to protect the covet of the aniyim. They would take out wealthy people in a fancy bed. And they would take out poor people in the regular bed that's normal for today. So everybody goes out in this what's today the standard mita that they take out of mace to protect the covenant of the aniyim. They would put nice smelling spices under those that died from intestinal diseases so they wouldn't smell. So people that were alive and had these diseases, they were embarrassed. They knew what's in store for them. To put these spices by everybody, to protect their covet. They were tivel things that need to be tiveled together with a nida who died. When they were alive, they were embarrassed. They knew what was in store for them. They would use it. They would tie it together with any lady who died to protect the covet of the nidais. Same thing now by men, but you did it by zavin who died, as a man who died as a zav. So those who were alive in the zav, they were embarrassed. All men to protect the honor of the living zavin. The expenses of having to deal with the mace was more difficult to the poor families more than losing their relative. People started just leaving their relative in the field on the street and they would run away, let someone else deal with that. Rabbi Gamliel was naig, he put in his tzavav, he was taken out by his levaya wearing tachrichim that were made out of flax, very cheap. And this way it was less expensive. And everybody followed suit. Let's say Spiklei Pishtun to go out in tachrichim that were made from flax. Amra Papa, nowadays, no gama filibit sarda. Nowadays we make tachrichim out of canvas, barzuzan, and only cost us those. The Mishnah said, Manichana Samita Barachaiv, that we don't leave the mita in the street on Cholamai because we don't give a spade on Cholamai. Amra Papa, imayi b'bnei tamul chacham, when it comes to a tamul chacham, so there's no dine Cholamai, meaning we give a hesped. V'koshkei chaniku parim, which are even more light. V'hani mili b'fanav, that's only if the mace is there. Avashalai b'fanav light, but if the mace is not there, so then no. Ask the Gemara, ain't is that true? V'rav kahana safti l'rav zid min ardah b'pum nahara. Rav kahana gave a hesped for Rav Zvid, who was from Narada, and Rav kahana did this in Pum Nahara, in a different city. So Amar Rav Papi, Yom Shmua Hava Ukefan of Dame. It was the day he found out about the Patira, so it's as if the mace was in front of him. And Amar Ula, Hespid Alev, the Lashon of Hespid is clapping on the person's chest. Dechsev, as we see from the Pasuk, Al Shadayim Soiftem. Tipuach, like Eim Etapchen. Tipuach is Biyad, it's clapping hand on hand, it's clapping hands. And Kilos is Beregel, it's clapping one's foot on the ground. Then Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that Hamekales, one who does this, he's Mekales, he claps his foot on the ground. So Lo Yikalis Mesandal Ol Beminalish. Make sure not to do it with a sandal, only while wearing a shoe, Bimnei HaSakana, because it could be dangerous to do it with a sandal. Rashi says, the sandal could flip over, and he could end up breaking his leg. And then Rabbi Yechonon said that Avol Kevach and Ana Raisha, as soon as he shakes his head, he makes a motion with his head, and he wants those that are being Menachem to leave. Shuvei Menachemim Rishon Leishiv Etzloi. So then the Menachemim, they have to get the hint, and they have to leave. They shouldn't sit there anymore and trouble him. Everybody has to stand up in front of a nasi, except for an avon nochayla. They're busy with their own tsar, so they're not mechuyev to stand up. We tell everybody to sit down, but we never tell an avon or a chayla to sit down, because that's mashma, sit down and to remain in his present state. The first day of his avelus, he's not allowed to eat his own bread. And we learned it out from that which Hashem told Yecheskel, that he should not act like an avil. You should not eat other people's bread. You should eat your own bread. Mashma, ordinarily speaking, an avil is not allowed to eat his own bread. It says the Gemara that Rabbi of Rav Yosef Mechalfi Sudesayu Lahadadi, they would switch off. When Rabbi was an avil, Rav Yosef would give him food. When Rav Yosef was an avil, Rabbi would give him food. Vam Rav Yunam Rav, that mace beir, if there's a mace in the town, Kol Bnei Ayir Asurim Basias Malacha. So everybody in the town, they're not allowed to work. Rav Hamnuna Iklun Adroimta, Rav Hamnuna one time went to visit the south, and Shama Kol Shippur the Shechva, and he heard the sound of the Shaifer announcing that someone had died, so now it's also for the whole town to do Malacha. Yet, Chaza Hanech Inchi, the Ka'avdi Avidita, he saw some people that were going and doing Malacha. Samar Lehu, he says to them, Lehavi Hanech Inchi Beshamta, you're all Nidoi, Le Shechva Yika Bemasa, don't you realize that there's a mace in the town? Samar Lehu, they say to him, they explain that Chavurasa Yika Bemasa, that we have a Chever Kedisha, being that there's a Chever Kedisha, so the burial, everything is mutal on them, and therefore other people are allowed to go to work. Samar Lehu, he was masking, he said, Yahachi Shari Lehu, if so, then I undo your Nidoi. And that's why today we don't say that when there's a mace beer, so then the whole year is us to do malacha because we have a chaver kedisha. One who cries too much over his mace, the punishment is that he's going to end up having to cry over another mace. It says the Gemara story that he itza dahava b'shiva v'usei de Ravuna, there was a lady in Ravuna's town, and havla shiva b'nei, she had seven children, and mace chamidai, one of them died, hava kabachi b'atir talei, she was crying too much, shalach le Ravuna, so Ravuna sent her, lo tavin hachi, you shouldn't do that. And listen, Shalach Lai sends her again. If you listen, you're in good shape. If not, you should already start preparing the tachrichim for your next son. What happened was, his miss, Taka, the next son, died, and she kept crying until all of her children died. In the end, Rav Huna said to her, that now you should start preparing your own tachrichim. You're still crying. Now you're going to die. Umiso, and it's Taka. What happened is that she died. And the Gemara says about this, the Pasuk, Al Tifku Lameis, Val Tanudulai, that Al Tifku Lameis, don't cry for a mace, it means Yaisumidai, Avad to cry for a mace. It means not to cry for a mace, Yaisumidai, not over the top. Val Tanudulai, don't give too many aspedim, is Yaisumikashir, is more than the shir, don't act as an oval longer than he's supposed to. So Ha Keitzat, so what's together? Shleishi Yamun Lebechi, it's 3 days for crying, Shivul Lehespid, 7 for Hespid, Ushleishim Legiatul Tespiras, and during the whole Shleishim, that's when it's Asif for him to iron and to get a haircut, mikav elah. But once that time is up, so Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, iatam rachmanim ba yaiser mimeni. You're not bigger rachmanim than me. You don't have more mercy than me. And if I'm telling you adkan and it's enough, so then you have to listen. And the Gemara says on the pasuk, b'chu b'chu l'haylech, to keep crying. And Amar Rav Yehuda l'haylech b'lei banim. That's talking about someone who died without children. So that's someone that's right to keep crying for him. Rav Yeshua ben Levi le'azal le'bei avla. He never went to a beis avol to be menachem avol el l'man da'azal b'lei b'nei, except for to someone who died without children. That he felt was extra serious. As the pasuk says, b'chay b'chay l'haylech. And the Gemara says, "Kilo Yashav Oyd Vara Aseres Meladitoy." He's not going to do tshuva. Rav Huna Amar is that Shavra Avera B'Shanabah. It's talking about a person who did an Avera and he repeats that. Rafuda Latame, which is Rafuda Lashitasa, Dama Rafuda, came with Shavar Adam Avera Bishanabai Hutcherlai. Now when a person repeats an Avera, so it becomes mutter to him. Hutcherlai Sagodaitach, it becomes mutter. Ala'ima Nasis like Kiheter, becomes like mutter. It's very difficult for him to do tshuva after he repeats the Avera, because he gets used to it, becomes like something which is mutter. And Amr Avlevi, Rav Levi said, that Aval Shleishi Yamim HaRishonim, the first 3 days of Avelis, Yiras Atzma Kilu Cherem Munachas Leibain Shtei Yirei Chaysav. He should view it as if there's a sword that's between his legs, meaning he has to be very careful. There's a, the Malcham Avis is in town, Mishleisha Ad Shiva, from the third day until the seventh day, Kilu Munachas Leikaren, Kenegda Bekaren Zavis, so he could relax a little bit, but he should still view it like the sword is opposite him in the corner of the room. Mekam Eila Kilu Averis Kenegda Bashuk, and already left, went past him in the Shuk, and then he could relax a little bit more.